Big thanks, Sherry. And the FDOT 511 First Alert Traffic Center at 8:42, following an all-nighter. We might as well check in to see if Ryan Schmelz is feeling blurry-eyed early on this Thursday morning. It is Thursday, by the way, Ryan. I don't know if you stayed up all night with the house, but they obviously were able to muscle through that one big beautiful bill. Update us.
Yeah, two Republicans voted no, one voted present, but that was enough to get it across the finish line. And it was a lot of it was up to some of these changes. You know, you saw the requirements kicking in December of 2026 instead of 2029, an increase in the salt cap up to $40,000 for people making under $500,000 a year. So these were enough to get Republicans across the finish line. But of course, there's still going to be a lot of challenges with the Senate still, too.
All right. So kind of update us on that, because I wonder, you know, this was a finish line or a point in time where the House Speaker set, which was kind of an artificial deadline. Has the Senate done the same sort of thing overall? And what sort of pressure might we expect to see from President Trump now onto the senators?
July 4th is kind of what they've been eyeing for a while now, but President Trump did put out a Truth Social post recently where he just said they want to send this over as soon as possible, and as soon as possible is in all caps. So President Trump is certainly putting the pressure on Republicans to get this done as quickly as possible.
What does the schedule look like? The schedule always tells a story on Capitol Hill, and the Memorial Day weekend is coming, but how are they dealing with just a handful of work weeks in order to get this thing through? And then ultimately, if the Senate does make some significant changes, it's got to head back to the House. I mean, what's the reality of that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the Senate feels about the increased salt cap. You know, there's no salt Republicans in the Senate, so that should be an interesting dynamic. They have the similar problems with fiscal hawks who say it might cut too much, and there's others who are threatening to kill the bill if it damages Medicaid too much. So there certainly are some challenges that they're going to be facing on the Senate side, but the Senate is a little bit more civil than the House is, so maybe they'll be a little bit more willing to kind of fall in line and get this across the finish line.
And does the Senate plan to have it go through reconciliation so you don't have the filibuster threat?
Yes. That's the whole point. Yeah. I mean, okay. they would not be able to pass this at a 60-vote margin, so they have to use reconciliation.
All right. Obviously, there's a lot that still lies ahead, but as you have had a chance to read, and it's interesting, we didn't see the legislative text until kind of late in the game on this one. Have there been other takeaways on either the tax and savings side for taxpayers versus the how to pay for it sort of side that you've made discoveries on along the way? There's a lot of pages of a bill to read through, Ryan.
Yeah. I think what's going to be interesting is, you know, we got the CBO score for what the bill looked like before they made the changes last night. But I'm curious to see what the numbers are going to be with the Medicaid work requirements coming in sooner, and also how much this salt cap increase impacts those numbers, too. So, and then you also have the Inflation Reduction Act rollouts. There's a little bit of a drawback there, too, so some of the green energy tax credits. So I think what the new numbers are going to look like from the CBO or whoever else they get to do these estimates are going to be fascinating to watch and see what they actually do.
Wow. Well, hopefully you can get some rest tonight or today, whatever it might look like after the all-nighter that they pulled there.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You know,
good luck with that, Ryan.
They're gone now, so we might be able to get a nap in.
All right, good luck with that. Ryan Schmelz, our guy on Capitol Hill with Fox News. It's 8:46 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.